Hi there, everybody. Greg Chandler with you here at Holland High School's Dutch Dome for high school basketball on WHTC and WHTC. It's the final regular season game for the Dutch tonight as Holland takes on the number one ranked team in Class B, the Godwin Heights Wolverines, a team that is 19-0, trying for its second perfect season in 3 years, and a team that very possibly could be playing in the state finals at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University come late March. Now, the Dutch looking to build a little momentum heading into the district tournament. They are coming off a victory over the Mona Shore Sailors on Tuesday night, 62-52, and the Dutch not only won that ball game, but they also found out later that night that they also won a share of the OK Green Conference Championship. The Dutch had finished conference play on Saturday with a win over Hamilton, and they were kind of on the outside looking in, but the but Holland Christian and Zeeland West, the two teams that were ahead of them in the standings, both lost earlier this week. Holland Christian losing on Monday to Unity Christian, and Zeeland West falling to Byron Center on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, but the Dutch ended up tying with Holland Christian and Zeeland West for the Green Championship with conference records of 7 wins and 3 losses. The Dutch are 14-5 heading into this ball game. It is senior night tonight. They are introducing the seniors right now for the Dutch. There are 8 of them that have played for Paul Chapman this year, and they have had a very, very good season, winning a share of a conference championship, and they're looking to do more heading into the district tournament. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's contest on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But first, let's take a 2-minute break. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for tonight's game between the Holland Dutch and the Godwin Heights Wolverines. It is senior night here at Holland High School. 8 seniors playing their final home regular season game for the Dutch tonight as they play Godwin Heights. They're introducing them one by one, and this has been a special group. This is a team that had a pretty good season last year under Steve Windemuller, and then when Coach Windemuller left, resigned at the end of last season, and eventually ended up taking over the varsity program at West Ottawa, and he had to go through a coaching change. Paul Chapman, who has been in the coaching ranks before at West Ottawa, as well as been an assistant at a number of schools, took over the program. The Dutch got out to a very strong start this year, winning their first 9 ball games at one point in the season. They were ranked as high as number 4 in the state in Class A by the Michigan Associated Press. The second half of the season has been a little tougher for Holland as the Dutch have posted only a 5-5 record. They had a couple of tough losses in conference play against Holland Christian and Zeeland West, and it looked like the Dutch were going to be on the outside looking in as far as the conference title was concerned. They beat Hamilton last Saturday here in a game we brought you on WHTC. That left them at 7-3 in conference play, a half game behind Holland Christian and Zeeland West. Then on Monday night, Holland Christian was upset at the Civic Center by Unity Christian, 47-45. And then on Tuesday night, an even bigger shocker, Zeeland West, a team that was in position to win the conference title outright, was upended by last-place Byron Center, 64-60. And that allowed the Dutch to claim a share of the championship, along with Holland Christian and Zeeland West, all finishing at 7-3 on the season. We mentioned the 8 seniors for the Dutch, and leading the way for Holland all season long has been Dante Hawkins, their outstanding point guard, a 5'10" senior. Dante had a couple of very strong games last week as he had 31 points in the loss against Zeeland West and then came back with another 31-point performance against Hamilton on Saturday. On Tuesday night against Mona Shores, Hawkins had 16 points in the contest as the Dutch were able to subdue Mona Shores in a hard-fought contest, 62-52. It was close pretty much all the way. It was 10-9 after one quarter, 30-27 at the break, and 44-41 heading into the fourth quarter. But Holland was able to put the game away at the free throw line, as they have done quite a bit this year in the fourth quarter. Hawkins ended up with 16 points in the ball game. Some of the other seniors playing for the final time, in a regular season game at the Dome tonight. Aiden McAuliffe, who has been Holland's second leading scorer on the season at around 10, 11 points a ball game. When he is open, he can nail the three. Teams have gotten a little bit better in the second half of the season defending Aiden, and he hasn't gotten as many open looks as he normally had been getting. So he has struggled a little bit with his shot. Another senior, Trent Ramos, who is will play along the front line. He's kind of an undersized forward at 6'1", 6'2", but he's very tough, very physical, and they're gonna need him along the front line tonight against this Godwin Heights ball club. The other seniors, Austin Hyde, who's a reserve guard, Jake Womhoff, a backup forward, Mason Rosado, who got his first career start last week, Elijah Woods, who has been seeing valuable minutes off the bench of late, and Tyler Johns. Tyler was one of the key starters for the Dutch. However, he suffered an injury to his foot a couple of weeks ago. He is in a walking boot. He is in street clothes and will not play tonight for the Dutch. Having Tyler Johns out of the lineup has been a tough blow for the Dutch, because at 6'3", he's one of the key guys along the baseline and provides a physical presence, but he also has the ability to step outside and hit the three-point shot. As the Dutch have been struggling to try to find some offense, one guy who has been coming to the fore is a guy that was not even part of the varsity program for the Dutch at the start of the season. Demetrius Lake, a freshman, that was called up from the junior varsity back about a month or so ago, and it didn't take long for Lake to make an impact. A couple of weeks after joining the varsity, he hit a game-winning three-point shot against Holland Christian at the Civic Center to give the Dutch a 56-53 victory. On Tuesday night against Mona Shores, Lake had 13 off the bench, and he is the heir apparent to replace Dante Hawkins at point guard for the Dutch next season. And he is going to be a very, very good player. Amazing that he is only a freshman and has already had such an impact for the Dutch. Holland is 14-5, as I mentioned. They'll start district play next week at home against West Ottawa, a game we will bring you here on WHTC. And it's going to be an interesting district tournament next week. Holland figures to be one of the favorites to win that district championship. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Godwin Heights Wolverines and their road to an unbeaten season so far this year. But first, let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHCC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHCC.com. Welcome back to the Holland High Dutch Dome and the Spectrum Health Dale and Community Hospital pregame show. The Dutch getting ready to take on the Godwin Heights Wolverines. Now, the Wolverines have had a terrific season so far. They are 19-0 with an opportunity tonight to clinch their second perfect regular season in 3 years. And here's some of the scores of some of the games they've won this year. 75-30 over Sparta, 84-40 over Covenant Christian, 63-27 over Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, which is a traditional Class D powerhouse, 55-27 over Kelloggsville, 77-42 over Wyoming Lee, 66-27 over Kelloggsville again, 88-47 over Hopkins, 88-54 over Kelloggsville, and 81-48 over Kent City. This is a terrific, terrific team. And they have played teams from Class A to Class D, and they have taken on all comers, and they have conquered all comers on the course of the season. On Tuesday night, Godwin Heights took on Grand Rapids Christian, and they defeated the Eagles by a score of 78-69. It was tied at 32 at the half, but then the Wolverines pulled away in the second half and held off a late charge by Grand Rapids Christian to come away with the victory. With a team like that, you've got some very, very good players. You have what they call a three-headed monster, so to speak, with Godwin Heights. They're three guys that are really the keys to this team. Marquise Mayfield, he is their leading scorer at 17.5 points a ball game. He's also an outstanding defensive player in the game on Tuesday night. Another of the big three is Delaney Blaylock. He averages 16.4 points a contest. Blaylock is a 6'3" junior. He had 20 points against Grand Rapids Christian. He also has 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 3 block shots. Meanwhile, Mayfield had 5 assists, 4 steals, and 4 block shots. The third guy is Michael Williams, who averages about 11 points a contest, and he had 13 points on Tuesday against Grand Rapids Christian. And the thing is, if you stop one guy, chances are the other two guys are going to pick up the slack, and that's what really makes Godwin Heights a very, very difficult team to defeat. And besides those three guys, they also have some pretty good guards who they don't score a lot, but they put pressure on the opposing team's guards, and they also do a good job of distributing the basketball on offense. That's, we're talking about guys like Gerard Bland, Essa Kella, and Leon Redd. And the Ducks are going to have their hands full, particularly Dante Hawkins and Demetrius Lake, dealing with these Godwin Heights guards. Godwin is coached by Chad Conklin. He's done a terrific job with the Wolverines. This year, he led his team to the OK Silver Conference Championship. That is the fourth consecutive year that the Wolverines have won the conference championship. 2 years ago, Godwin posted a perfect record in regular season play, and they're looking to, you know, get another perfect record tonight and then build on that in district tournament play next week. They will start the district against Kelloggsville in the first round at Kelloggsville next Monday. And then they hope to take on all comers in that particular district and then move on to the regionals and then hopefully by the end of March playing for the state Class B championship at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University. We'll come back. When we come back, we will talk about some other tournament action for you as we'll update you on what's happening with the girls' district tournament. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You are listening to the Spectrum Health Dealing Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHCC Holland's hometown station and streaming online at WHCC.com. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features, information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff. Make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information each and every day right on the homepage of the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Welcome back to the Second Bell Zealand Community Hospital pregame show on WHTC and WHTC.com. Let's take a look at what's going on in the girls' district tournament that have been going on all week. First in the Class A district at Jenison, the West Ottawa Panthers have advanced to the finals. The Panthers last night knocked off Hudsonville by a score of 58-31. The Panthers got out to a terrific start in that ballgame, jumping out to a 22-1 lead after one quarter, and that was pretty much all she wrote as the Panthers were able to roll on to the victory. The West Ottawa will play Wyoming in the district final tomorrow night at Jenison High School. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock, and congratulations to Jenna Pulis and the Panthers on really a terrific season. The first time they won the OK Red since 1987, and they've got a chance tomorrow with a victory to move on to the regionals, and that would be their 20th victory on the course of the season. In Class B over at Zeeland West, it'll be Hamilton playing Holland Christian tomorrow night for the district championship at 7 o'clock. Last night at Zeeland West, it was the Hawkeyes downing the Ducks in a game that was a little closer than maybe what a lot of people might have expected. It was close to three quarters. The Hawkeyes pull away late and win it by a score of 35-23. Meanwhile, Holland Christian took care of Unity Christian, defeating the Crusaders by a score of 47-37. So again, Holland Christian will play Hamilton 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and that has become far and away the best rivalry in high school girls basketball. There have been some great games between those two schools over the last several years. Dan Van Hecken's done a terrific job with the Hawkeyes, and Crystal Strickland likewise with the Maroon girls program. In Class C, Now, a school that you might not be familiar with in terms of basketball prowess, the River Rats of Black River are playing for the district championship tomorrow night at Fenville. They will play North Muskegon. Last night, the River Rats knocked off Muskegon West Michigan Christian by a score of 58-43. Meanwhile, North Muskegon knocked off the host Blackhawks of Fenville by a score of 43-30. So the Blackhawks, the River Rats, coached by Brent Rowe, doing a great job, having a great season, and they got a chance to play for a district title tomorrow night against North Muskegon at Fenville High School. So let's look at some of the other some of the girls' district final matchups around the area. And, of course, the winners will all move on to regionals next weekend, or next week, rather. Good crowd on hand here at the Dome tonight. Again, it is senior night here, and this should be a good contest as the Dutch try to take down the number one ranked Godwin Heights Wolverines. The Dutch have made their way to the locker room, and the Wolverines are starting to make their way back to the locker room as well, with head coach Chad Conklin trailing his players as they head into the room. We'll come back with more of the Sucker Mills Dealing Community Hospital pregame show after this two-minute timeout. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Sucker Mills Dealing Community Hospital pregame show. Just a few minutes away from tip-off as Holland gets ready to take on Godwin Heights. Looking at some of the other games going on tonight on this final night of high school basketball for the 2013-2014 season, is Holland Christian at home against Wyoming at the Civic Center. West Ottawa is home against Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Hamilton is at Kellogg'sville. Saugatuck is at Waterbleed in a battle for the Southwestern Athletic Conference Championship. Fenville is at Lawrence. And Holland Calvary is playing Potter's House. That's out of Wyoming at Harbor Lights Middle School, the artist formerly known as West Ottawa High School, back about 10, 15 years or so ago. Our district tournament coverage will get underway next Monday on our family of stations. And here's our schedule. On Monday, I will be here at the Dome for the game between Holland and West Ottawa. Tip time will be 7 o'clock, broadcast time 6:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Meanwhile, on our sister station, 92.7 The Van, Gary Stevens will have the call as the Villanese Chicks take on the Jenison Wildcats, and that will also be a 6:40 broadcast, 7 o'clock tip time. On March, on the 5th, I will be at the Civic Center for a battle between either Holland Christian, the winner of the Holland Christian-Hamilton game, taking on Allendale. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip. Our broadcast coverage begins at 5:40 on 92.7 The Band. And we'll also have the second game of that doubleheader as Velan West will take on Hudsonville Unity Christian. 7:30 will be the tip time. So I will be at the Civic Center for both of those games in that district. Meanwhile, Gary will be at the Dome for the game between the winners of the Monday games, West Ottawa Highland and Zealand East Jenison. Whatever combination matchup will come out of that, we will have that game for you beginning at about 8 o'clock tip time, 7:40 broadcast time on WHTC. We will have a district tournament game for you on WHTC on Friday, but of course our coverage could be affected with our Hope College coverage, there with the possibility of possibly both the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch competing in NCAA action. And just all I can tell you with that is keep it tuned to WHTC and 92.7 The Van for all tournament-related updates as far as our district tournament coverage goes. So we'll have a full coverage of games right here on WHTC and WHTC.com. And we will follow the teams as far as they go into the tournament, as we always do. Good crowd on hand here at the Dome for this final game of the season, final regular season game between the Dutch and the Godwin Heights Wolverines. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's contest. But first, let's take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have our game tonight between the Dutch and the Wolverines. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC. Holland's hometown station and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Holland High School and tonight's varsity boys game between the Dutch and the Godwin Ice Wolverines. Here are the lineups for tonight's game. First for the Wolverines, 19-0, coached by Chad Conklin. He has taken the Wolverines to four consecutive OK Silver Conference Championships. Starting up forward, Delaney Blaylock, a 6'3" junior. He is averaging 16 points a contest. He is joined up front by Michael Williams, a 6'3" junior. He averages 11 a ball game. At center for the Wolverines, Marquise Mayfield, a 6'4" senior. He averages 17.5 points a contest. In the backcourt, Gerard Bland, he is a senior. And rounding up the lineup for Godwin Heights is Leon Redd. He is a sophomore guard. For the Holland Dutch, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by John Crampton. And a little bit of a different look for the Dutch tonight. They'll start Trent Ramos at a forward. He's a 6'1" senior. At center is Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10" junior. And Holland will go with three guards tonight. One of the guards getting his first career start is Demetrius Lake, the freshman, 5'11". He was called up for the junior varsity midway through the season, and he has provided a spark for the Dutch off the bench. He is going to get a chance to play tonight against this powerhouse Godwin Heights team. Aiden McAuliffe, another guard. He's a 6'3" senior, averaging 11 points a ball game. And finally, Dante Hawkins, a 5'10" senior. He averages 21 a ball game. He had 31-point performances in back-to-back games last week against Zeeland West and Hamilton. He had 16 on Tuesday in the victory against Muskegon Mona Shores. I'd like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Demetrius Lake being introduced right now. He bumps chest with Elroy Payne. The Dutch are in the home whites with red numerals and black trim. The Wolverines are in the navy blue uniforms with gold numerals. We kind of guessed that, being Wolverine, maize, blue. Very similar color scheme, of course, to the University of Michigan. Big test tonight for the Dutch. It doesn't count in the conference standings, but it could be a big confidence boost for them heading into the districts next week against West Ottawa. It will be Kyle Bartholomew jumping center for the Dutch, and Marquise Mayfield will jump for Godwin Heights. The Dutch will go left to right across your radio dial. The ball in the air, and the Wolverines control the opening tip. With it in the front court is Leon Redd. He is a sophomore. Holland opens in a man-for-man defense. Here's a feed underneath from Delaney Blaylock. He was trying to get it down low to Michael Williams, and Williams didn't see the pass, and it went out of bounds. Pressure put on in the backcourt from Godwin Heights. We expect to see that the entire ball game. Hawkins brings it up against Gerard Bland. Bland, not real big, but exceptionally quick. Here's Hawkins driving to the hole, and he draws a foul as he takes it down the lane. Adante has been so good all season long at driving to the basket and either scoring or drawing the foul. That's going to be on Bland, his first. Hawkins at the line. He's a very, very good free throw shooter. The left-hander eyes the rim, shooting toward the band. First free throw, swish. Dante averaging 21 a ball game. He'll have one more. Hawkins fires, missed off the back, and the ball is loose. Bartholomew retrieves it. The ball got away from Michael Williams, and the Dutch get it back. Here's Blake with it. Lake looks for a cutter, gets it to Ramos. Trent with an 8-footer, left it short. Rebound battle for him, and the smallest man on the court, Gerard Bland, comes away with it. Driving the other way, putting it up, missing it is Blaylock, and the Dutch get the rebound. We got a foul, I think. Actually, we had a violation on the Dutch, so the Godwin Heights is going to get it back. Inbounding it is Mayfield. They get it to Redd. Redd way outside between the circles, and they go to a 1-4 set. They spread the floor a little bit. with it now is Blaylock, 17 footer. It's good over McCollum. Delaney Blaylock gets the Godwin Heights Wolverines on the board, 2-1. Godwin in the lead. We played a little more than a minute. Hawkins has it front court for the Dutch. Leaves it for McCollum. Aiden puts it on the floor, drives to the top of the circle outside to Hawkins. Hawkins drives toward the baseline to the hole, puts it up and in. Hawkins drove right past Gerard Bland and put it in. And there's a turnover the other way. McCollum took it away from Blaylock. And now the Dutch turn it right back over. A carrying violation on McCollum. 3-2 the Dutch, 6:35 to go first quarter. Inbounds pass. Comes to Michael Williams. Williams at the top of the circle. He'll put up a jumper from the free throw line. Missed badly, and Demetrius Lake chases down the rebound for Holland. Hawkins will bring it up into the front court. Drives right past Bland. To the hole. Coast to coast. Dante Hawkins puts it in. And right now it's Dante Hawkins 5, Godwin Heights 2. Bland brings it up for the Wolverines in the corner. Blaylock for a 3, no good. And the rebound on the weak side. Battle for it. Lake comes away with it. Demetrius Lake into the front court, pulls up at the top of the circle, now puts a move out, spinning, driving to the basket, puts it up, no good off the front, rebound, red for Godwin Heights. Back come the Wolverines. Red in the front court, crossover dribble, back outside is Williams. Williams penetrates, kicks it in the corner to Blaylock. Blaylock for 3, no good. And Ramos with a good block out that time on Mayfield. He's got the rebound. Right now, 1 and out for the Wolverines. Dutch lead it 5-2, 5:30 to go, first quarter. Hawkins has it front court. Dante for a 3, no good off the back. Rebound Williams. Here comes Godwin Heights. Ball tipped by Bartholomew, but Williams retrieves it. Here's Blaylock flashing toward the basket, and he loses the basketball out of bounds. They're going to say it went off Hawkins out of bounds. It'll stay Godwin basketball. And Jack Conklin's going to take a 30-second timeout. 5:22 to go, first quarter. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Gerard Bland has it in the front court for Godwin Heights. Over to Michael Williams. Williams on the dribble left side. He'll put up a 3 from the outside, and he got it. Kyle Bartholomew, Jared Williams to shoot the 3, and Williams dropped it right in. We're tied at 5. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hawkins has it front court for the Dutch. Over to Ramos. Down low to Bartholomew. Kyle Malone puts it up, missed it. Bartholomew in a nice catch, put it up, but his shot was too strong. Here come the Wolverines the other way. Red has it in the front court. Over to Michael Williams. Williams drives on Bartholomew to the baseline. In the corner. Here's a 3 on the way. No good. Rebound battle for. It's loose and still loose, and Ramos finally clears it. That was Bland missing the 3 that time. Ball knocked out of bounds by Mayfield. It will stay Dutch basketball. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. We are tied at 5. Dante Hawkins has all 5 points for the Dutch. Godwin Heights putting a man press on. Actually, it looks more like a 2-2-1 press here. Ramos to Hawkins. Hawkins still in the backcourt. Long pass from front court to McCollum. As the Dutch beat the press, McCollum. Over to Lake. Demetrius puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Pull up jumper from 12. Yes! Yeah, Lake used all of the rim that time and got it to go. 7-5, the Dutch. Williams has it right corner for Godwin. Back outside is Bland. Now, top of the circle is Red. They do a little weave on the outside. Red has it in the corner. Down low to Mayfield. Mayfield works on Ramos. Right with a block! And Mayfield stepped on the baseline after getting the ball back after the block, and the Dutch are going to get it back. So the Dutch holding their own in the early going. Pressure again put on by Godwin. Hawkins gets the inbounds. He's being guarded by Blaylock. Hawkins, long pass to the front court, and McCollum makes the catch. And we get a whistle away from the basketball, and Kyle Bartholomew is going to get called for a... Looked like he used a forearm to get some separation down in the low block that time. So Kyle gets whistled for his first foul. 3:45 remaining first quarter, 7-5 Holland. Again, the Dutch playing the Godwin High School Wolverines undefeated, 19-0. Here's a little pick and roll down to Mayfield. Mayfield puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. Mayfield set a screen at the free throw line, then rolled to the basket, got the feed from Red, and was able to draw the foul. I believe that was on Ramos. Check that, that's on McAuliffe. Marquise Mayfield at the free throw line. He's Godwin's leading scorer at 17.5 a ball game. He makes the first. Mayfield getting a lot of attention from college scouts. Second free throw on the way, missed it. And Bartholomew with the rebound. 7-6 the Dutch. 3:30 remaining in the first quarter. Checking in for the Wolverines, Essa Kella. He's a junior wearing number 1. Hawkins working on Kella. Hawkins double team. And as fast as Jennifer Lake gets away from him, Demetrius had vacated the spot that Hawkins wanted to pass the ball to, and Lake wasn't able to recover in time to get it back. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Red will bring it up against Lake. 3:15 remaining in the first quarter. Red on the dribble. Over to Mayfield. Mayfield puts it on the floor against Ramos. Back outside is Red. Red drives, pull-up jumper from 15. Barely grazes the front of the rim. The ball is loose. And Ramos loses the ball to Blaylock. And Blaylock put it in. So Delaney Blaylock, his second basket of the ball game, 8-7 Godwin. McAuliffe brings it up for the touch. And McAuliffe loses the basketball, and Michael Williams takes it down, and he throws it down with one hand. That's what that pressure defense for Godwin has done to opposing teams all season long. 10-7. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt, and Dante loses the basketball. Hawkins was dogged by both Kella and Red, and he dribbled it off his knee out of bounds. I don't think Dante Hawkins has seen this type of pressure all season long. 10-7. Godwin in the lead. Here's a feed down low. Turnaround off the glass is good by Marquise Mayfield. So 7 straight points for Godwin, and all of a sudden it's a 12-7 Wolverine lead. Hawkins in the backcourt, gets rid of the Lake, and Lake will dribble it into the front court. Lake stops at the free throw line over to McAuliffe, right side. McAuliffe drives toward the basket, puts the shot up and under, it will count, and he drew the foul. Nice up fake by Aiden McAuliffe, and we don't usually see Aiden do that. He likes to patrol the perimeter, but that time he took it to the basket, and he's got a three-point play opportunity. The foul's going to be on Blaylock. So McAuliffe, who was an 85% free throw shooter on the season with a three-point play opportunity, and he's all net on the free throw. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 12-10, Godwin Heights. Red has the front court. Crossover dribble, and he carried it. Red was trying to penetrate down the lane, and he carried that basketball with his right hand. Elroy Payne, a 5'10 junior, checks in for the Dutch. And normally he subs in for Bartholomew, but tonight he's going to be subbing in for Ramos. Inbounds comes to Hawkins. 1:50 to play, first quarter, Dutch down by a deuce. Now Hawkins doubled in the backcourt, tries to pass ahead to Lake, and Lake is fouled right at midcourt. Richard Major, who just checked in the ballgame, he's a sophomore, about 6'3", and Lake got knocked to the deck. That's the third team foul on Godwin. The Dutch will inbound in front of the scorer's table. McAuliffe looks for someone to inbound it to. Gets it into Payne to Hawkins. Dante will drive to the baseline, and Calvin Bartholomew provided the convoy for him. He blocked his man up. Here's a steal by Hawkins. Two quick baskets by Hawkins, and the Dutch all of a sudden retake the lead. Hawkins scored, then stole the inbound and scored again. 14-12, Holland. Well, Godwin ran off 7 straight, and back came the Dutch with 7 straight. And now we get a whistle down on the low block that time, as Elroy Payne was trying to defend against Blaylock, or rather Mayfield. Payne is 5'10". Mayfield is 6'4". Blaylock back in, replacing Michael Williams for the Wolverines. Godwin will have it, baseline left. Inbounds. Comes to Williams. Check that's Blaylock. Kella Keller in the corner, drives, Bartholomew cuts him off, back outside. Here's a feed by Blaylock, and he intended it for a teammate, and it went out of bounds. Ramos in for Bartholomew for the Dutch. Godwin will maintain possession. Inbounds comes to Blaylock. Blaylock working on Payne. Crossover dribble. And we get a whistle, and Payne's going to get called for a foul. Elroy Payne is very strong, but he cannot keep up with Blaylock's quickness. Elijah Woods, who has seen valuable minutes off the bench of late, and Anders Nordhuis, who has missed the last couple of weeks with an injury, is in for the first time for the Dutch. He started most of the season, but this is his first game back after being injured. With the top of the circle is Blaylock. Over to Christian Rodriguez, a freshman who just checked in the ball game. You got a couple of freshmen going against each other, Rodriguez and Lake. Wolverine's doing a little weave on the outside. Here's a feed by Blaylock, intended for Mayfield, and Nordhuis got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. McAuliffe returns for the Dutch, replacing Lake, and Leon Redd back in for Godwin. 43 seconds to go, first quarter, Dutch by two. Inbound pass comes to Major. Here's a jumper in the lane by Mayfield, no good, and the rebound to McAuliffe. Dutch can play for 1 year. They're up two with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Hawkins on the dribble, just past half court. Red comes out to challenge him. Hawkins keeps the dribble wide down 20 seconds. Dutch spread the floor. Looks like a 1-4 set, down to 15, down to 14. Hawkins still on the dribble. McAuliffe and Woods try to weave on the outside, trying to free themselves up for a potential outside shot. Here's Hawkins, down the lane, good shot, yeah! Dante Hawkins, long shot of the buzzer, no good. And Dante Hawkins leading the way for the Dutch with 11 first quarter points. And right now, it's the Dutch leading the Wolverines 16-12 as they close out the first quarter on a 9-0 run. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHGC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHGC.com. Second quarter action underway here at the Dome. Howell with the basketball, up by four. Hawkins double team, has to get rid of it to Woods. Over to Ramos, back outside to Elijah Woods for a three, no good. Woods had three triples on Tuesday against Bonner Short, but he couldn't get it to go that time. Rodriguez has the front court for Godwin. Here's a deep three, no good by Red, and the Dutch have the rebound. McAuliffe with the board. Here comes Howell. Hawkins in the front court. He had 11 first quarter points. Hawkins for three, yes! Dante Hawkins with a triple. He's putting on the show early. That comes down with, here's Mayfield underneath. He puts it up and in. So the Wolverines push it back the other way. That is a 12-0 run for the Dutch. They lead it 19-14. Nordhuis has it in the backcourt. We'll dribble it across the timeline. Over to Woods at the right corner. Godwin trying to speed the tempo up of this ball game, and the Dutch would like to slow things down a little bit. Nordhuis has it way outside on the right. Now to Hawkins. Dante between the rings. Hawkins working on the freshman Rodriguez. Hawkins, step back. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Woods with the rebound. Puts it up and in, and he drew the foul. Elijah Woods, the senior, who didn't play much in the first half of the season, but has come on in the last couple of weeks, got the offensive board after the Hawkins miss, and he got bumped as he went up for the shot by Leon Redd, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. Michael Williams back in along with Gerard Bland for Godwin Heights. Cal Bartholomew back for the Dutch. Woods with a three-point play opportunity. Blaylock is back in the ball game as well. Woods missed the free throw. Rebound barrel for and corralled by Michael Williams. 21-14 Holland, 6:35 to go, first quarter. Mayfield in the front court. Gets rid of it to Michael Williams. Williams from the top for a triple. They left Williams open. That's 8 points for Williams. 21-17. Hawkins in the front court. Double team being harassed. He gets rid of it to Nordhuis in the front court. Honors weaving his way through traffic. Nordhuis drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good, but he'll go to the line. Now, the Dutch, once they beat the press, showing no fear in attacking the basket. They have been the aggressor so far. Foul on Red, his second, and Anders Nordhuis, who was out of the lineup for a couple of weeks with an injury, back tonight, and he'll be shooting two for the Dutch. First free throw for Anders. Hit the rim, hit the top of the backboard, hit the rim again, and bounded away. Trent Ramos in for Elijah Woods for the Dutch. One more for Nordhuis, no one more for his defense. And Nordhuis makes the second. That's his first point. And Demetrius Lake will come in for Anders. 22-17 the Dutch. 6:14 remaining in the first half. Pressure put on by Holland. As the Keller is back in the ballgame, has the basketball. Keller in the front court. Wants Mayfield down low. Ramos is fronting him. Bland tries to take it down the lane, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Bartholomew has the rebound for the Dutch. Outlet to Lake. Demetrius Lake into the front court. Lake will leave it outside for Bartholomew. Back to Lake. Lake puts it on the floor. Pull-up jumper from 10, no good. And we're going to get a foul on Lake. He went over the back on Gerard Bland. That's Lake's first. Five team fouls each way so far. 5:43 to go in the first half. 22-17, the Dutch lead it. Marquise Mayfield brings it up. Not often he does that, and the Dutch have dropped back into a 2-3 zone defense. First time Godwin has seen that look. Here's Bland with it between the circles. To Kella, to Bland, they swing it around the perimeter. Bland at the top. Now to Kella. And Keller will dribble back out toward the side. Here's a feed underneath, and the pass by Blaylock right into the arms of Bartholomew. They wanted Mayfield along the baseline, but Bartholomew is right there for the intercept. Lake in the front court for the Dutch. Demetrius puts it on the floor between the circles. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins out near half court. Michael Williams is matched up on Dante. That should be a favorable match. Here's a bounce pass stolen away by Mayfield. Mayfield drives right side to the hole, and he's got a layup. Bit of a sloppy pass by Hawkins that time, and Mayfield got the steal and took advantage. That's 7-4 Mayfield, 22-19. Hawkins, long pass the front court to Bartholomew. He missed it underneath. Here comes Mayfield the other way. Mayfield in the corner, Blaylock for a three. He got it. Delaney Blaylock with a triple. And all of a sudden, we are tied at 22. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt. Over to Lake. Lake doubled. And Paul Chapman will take time. This will be a 30. 4:23 to go. First half, we are tied at 22. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at the zone, 22-22, 4:23 to go. First half. Meanwhile, at DeVos Fieldhouse, 6 minutes to go. First half. It is Hope 25, Adrian 13 in the MIAA women's semifinals. That game airing on 92.7 The Man with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. We'll keep you posted on that ball game. Hawkins has the front court for the Dutch. Over to Lake. Lake will try a three from the top. No good. And Williams has the rebound. Ahead to Kella. Here come the Wolverines. They can take the lead here. Here's a shot by Mayfield. No good. And we're going to get a blocking foul called on Demetrius Lake, his second. Well, when Godwin gets it, they like to run, and they have blown out a lot of teams this year with their ability to run. They came into the ball game tonight averaging 72 points a game on offense while allowing only 48. Mayfield shooting two, makes the first. That's eight for Marquise. The big three for Godwin has all 23 points. You have Mayfield with eight, Williams with eight, and Blaylock with seven. Elijah Woods in for the Dutch. As is Trent Ramos, and Trent gets the rebound after Mayfield missed the second free throw. 23-22 Godwin, and we're going to get a foul as Hawkins came up court. It will be on Blaylock. That, I believe, is going to be his second. So Blaylock, one of the big three for Godwin now with two personal fouls, and Chad Conklin is going to go to the bench. Richard Major checks in for Godwin. Dutch have it in the front court. Hawkins with it. Hawkins working on Michael Williams. Nordyce comes to set a screen. Nordyce gets the feed from Dante over to McCullough. Aiden puts it on the floor. Can't shake Kella. Now to Ramos between the rings. Ramos has a takeaway by Mayfield. Mayfield's got a breakaway. Here we go. Mayfield throws it down with a one-handed dunk. Mayfield with a steal of it. That's his second one. At 25-22, back we go the other way, and Hawkins scores on a drive. 16 for Dante Hawkins, and back we go the other way. Kill him with a shot underneath. He missed it. Here comes Hawkins. Hawkins drives right side to the basket, and he's got a layup. Back we go. 26-25, the Dutch. Fast-paced basketballers. Ray Backus used to say racehorse basketball. Here's Kelly with a crossover move. Leaves it outside for Michael Williams. Williams will penetrate down the lane. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound Hawkins. Here goes Dante. Dante drives to the basket. Left-handed. Got a layup and a fall. Dante Hawkins putting on a show for the Dutch. Dante Hawkins is putting this game on his shoulders. He has 20, and we still have 2:55 to go in the first half. And he'll have a three-point play opportunity. That foul was on Bland. That is his second. And we, three different Godwin Heights players have two personal fouls, and that's got to be a concern for Coach Chad Conklin. Lake will come in for McCullough for the Dutch. Hawkins will have a three-point play opportunity. Now, Godwin has been unable to stop Dante Hawkins from getting to the basket tonight. And Dante completes the three-point play. He has 21 points, and he will check out momentarily as Mason Rosado comes in. 29-25 the Dutch. Howell on a 7-0 run, and all seven came from Hawkins. Inbounds comes to Kella. Kella will bring it up, 2:50 to play till halftime. Kella in the front court. Gives it up to Williams. Williams along the baseline. Knocks over Nordyce. Puts it up, no good, and they're going to whistle Anders for the foul. Nordyce thought he had position along the baseline. Michael Williams will shoot two, the 6'3 junior, wearing number 35. He has 8 points so far in this first half. Free throw for Michael, short. One more free throw for Williams. Williams flips the ball in his hand, fires, got it. Holland 29, Godwin Heights 26. Pressure put out of the backcourt by the Wolverines. And Nordyce's pass goes through the hands of Rosado, and the Wolverines have a steal. Kelly over to Rodriguez front court. Rodriguez doubled along the baseline, gets it down low, and Williams turns and puts it in on a right hook. 29-28, and pressure put on by Lake. And, boy, you got to wonder how quickly Paul Chapman is going to put Dante Hawkins back in the ballgame. Lake was fouled in the backcourt. So we're going to take the walk down toward the band end. Foul on Rodriguez, his first. 18 fouls on the Wolverines. Both teams are in the bonus. 2:27 to go in the first half. And Lake will shoot a 1-1. The freshman, Demetrius Lake, first free throw, good. That's his third point in the contest. 30-28, the Dutch. One more for Lake. He got it. Holland 31, Godwin Heights 28. Here's Kella bringing it into the front court for the Wolverines. Ramos is fronting Mayfield down low. And, boy, Mayfield moves exceptionally well without the basketball. This is going to be a very, very good player at the next level. Mayfield down low for Major, and Major is fine. Oh, they're going to call a charge! Mason Rosado took the charge for the Dutch. Boy, I wasn't sure about that one, and Chad Conklin not happy on the Godwin sideline. Denzel Dawkins, a senior, checks in as Richard Major just picked up his second foul on that charge. The Dutch will have a 2:07 to go in the half, up by three, and Lake to Nordyce. Nordyce diagonal feed to Rosado, and Mason's got to get it across the timeline, and the ball nearly got away from Lake. It did. Here comes Godwin, 2-on-1. Williams left side, drives goal, shot off by Nordyce. Put back by Mayfield, no good. Rebound battle for Nordyce with the rebound. One hustle by Anders Nordyce. A block and a rebound. Here's Nordyce outside the Lake. Lake tries to penetrate, drives the hole, puts the shot, and a carry through the foul! And the fist in the air! Demetrius Lake playing like a senior, and he's just a ninth grader! Foul's going to be on Kella as first, and Dante Hawkins back in for the Dutch. Demetrius Lake with a three-point play opportunity to give Holland a six-point lead, and he converts. That's seven for Lake off the bench. 28 points between Hawkins and Lake for the Dutch right now. 34-28 Holland, 1:30 to go in the half. Kella over to Williams, left side. Now, Holland's defensive modus of operandi is surround Mayfield so he doesn't get the basketball. Here's a feed down low, and Hawkins thought he had a steal, but I think he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. Oh, they call it on Ramos, not Hawkins. That's Trent second. And McAuliffe returns for Lake for the Dutch. Mayfield will shoot a 1-1 for the Wolverines with 1:15 to go. Marquise Mayfield, the 6'4 senior, came in averaging 17.5 a game. He has 10 tonight. First free throw for Marquise is good. That makes it 34-29. We've had a lot of runs in this ball game, and the Dutch have been more than equal to the task. Mayfield second. No good. Rebound battle for, and it was last touched by Dawkins, and it'll be Holland basketball. 1:14 left in the first half. Godwin pressing again. Hawkins gets the inbounds. Dante directing traffic. He's got two guys coming at him. Hawkins gets rid of it to Nordyce. Nordyce will work across the timeline. Nordyce had it taken away. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Here's a drive. Shot blocked by Hawkins, but he fouled Mayfield, and Marquise will go back to the line for two. That pressure defense is just relentless for the Wolverines. Fouling Hawkins, his first. Mayfield will shoot two. 1 minute, 1 second to play in the half. Mayfield makes the first. That's 12 for him. Mayfield has 12. Williams has 11. Blaylock has 7. The big three have accounted for all 30 Godwin points. One more free throw. On its way. Got it. 34-31. 1 minute to play in the half. Hawkins has it backcourt. He's got two blue shirts dogging him, and one of them commits a foul. They're going to get Dawkins on a reach in, it looks like. So Hawkins will shoot a double, will shoot two with 56.4 seconds left because Godwin is over the 10-foul limit. So Dante Hawkins, who has 21 points in this first half, at the line, first free throw, good. Nordyce in for Lake for the Dutch. As Paul Chapman gets his best defender out there. Hawkins, one more, fires, missed it. And Williams has the rebound, 35-31. The Dutch, 50 seconds to go in the half. Kella has it front court, leaves it outside for Michael Williams. Williams kicks it back out to Kella at the top of the circle. Left side, here's a three on the way. In and out, no good for Dawkins. Rebound put back underneath by Williams, and he's fouled. Well, Dawkins had a good look from outside, and his shot was halfway down and rattled out. Two free throws for Michael Williams. First free throw, good. Elijah Woods picked up the personal for the Dutch. Williams makes the first. He's got one more coming with 40.6 seconds to go in the half. The Dutch have led by as many as seven. Williams second. Got it. He has 13. And it's already above his season average. 35-33 the Dutch. Hawkins in the backcourt with 35 seconds left. Hawkins with two guys out of Hawkins. Long pass the front court to Woods. Woods fakes the three, now drives toward the basket, puts up off the window, it's good! The Dutch beat the press, and Elijah Woods converts. 37-33, down to 20 seconds to go in the half. Rodriguez in the front court, Godwin will play for one. Marquise Mayfield gets it at the big red H, down to 12, down to 11, down to 10. Mayfield on the dribble, Ramos comes out on him, down to 6, down to 5. Here's Mayfield trying to penetrate, puts the shot off the window, and will they give it to him? I think they're going to say the foul occurred before the shot. Jack Conklin is lobbing the official for the count. Ramos picks up his second, and Mayfield will shoot two with 3.9 seconds left. They do not give him the basket. Both teams in the double bonus. Mayfield, first free throw, good. With the way this game is shaping up, we could see some guys on the sidelines due to fouls before this one is over. Austin Hyde, one of the eight Howland High seniors, checks in momentarily for the Dutch. One more for Mayfield. He got it. 37-35. Howland has one last shot. Long inbound pass comes to Hyde. Hyde at half court. He will launch it from half court. Oh, he just missed! Austin Hyde had the shot perfectly measured. It just hit the back of the rim and powered away. Well, what an exciting first half this has been here at the Dome. The Dutch going toe-to-toe with the number one ranked team in Class B, the Godwin High School Wolverines, and the Dutch lead it at the half, 37-35, as Dante Hawkins has 22 points. Let's take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Feeling Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHCC, Howland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHCC.com. Greg Chandler with you at Howland High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Dealing Community Hospital Halftime Report. It is Howland 37, Godwin Heights 35 at the half. Let's take a look at the scoring so far for Godwin Heights. We told you about Godwin's big three, and they have been as good as advertised. They have accounted for every single Godwin Heights point. Marquise Mayfield leads the way with 15 points. Michael Williams has 13, and Delaney Blaylock has 7. That is all the scoring for the Wolverines of Godwin Heights. For the Howland Dutch, what a first half for Dante Hawkins playing his final home regular season game here at the Dome. Hawkins has put on a show as he, time and again, has been able to take the ball to the basket. He has 22 points. Demetrius Lake has 7. Elijah Woods off the bench with 4. Aiden McAuliffe with 3. And Anders Dornheis with a single point, adding up to 37 for the Dutch. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's showdown between the Dutch and the Wolverines. But first, we take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 37-35, the Dutch lead it at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHCC, Howland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHCC.com.
The last play. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Today I'm going to contradict my commentary of last week, who will step up, to present that different point of view that exists about the outcome of an athletic event that was seemingly decided on the last play. What's prompting this was watching another young athlete lie motionless for minutes between the lines in the middle of the arena as the teams and the crowd disperse from an event that I was at just a few nights ago. You do this long enough and you see this take on many forms. No physical injury, mind you, but the imprint left behind of what, when put in its proper perspective, is truly a teachable moment if we would just let it be that. The sad thing is that we don't do it enough. And sometimes we make something which should only momentarily sting, like a shot at the doctor's office, evolve into a lifelong imprint that hurts again and again and again. But I've seen some teacher coaches at their absolute best in these moments, in full view for all to see, but yet in the most private, intimate setting ever imaginable, coaching up that young person, raising their spirits, wipe the tears away, get their dauber up, put their arm over their shoulder and walk them off the playing surface knowing they gave their all, their absolute best, and that they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. The perspective that we must have is that the game is the sum total of its parts. That shot, that spike, that pin that occurs midway through the game, it's every bit as important as if it were to occur at game's end. But however, that player and that play in the middle just seem to melt into the background. Yet, when it happens at the end, we overemphasize it, saying that it does determine life's winners, losers, and the like. We over-glorify one for as long as we can, and we throw the other under the bus as quick as we can and hope that it stays there. And yes, we do that with high school kids sometimes. Just visit with somebody 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and you'll know exactly what I mean. The ride home from Battle Creek Saturday night included a phone call to report an incredibly lopsided basketball score, 100-11, where if the caller was accurate, one team was keeping its starters and even the second string in the game that was already on a super running clock to begin the second half and was calling timeout at game's end in a quest to hit 100. Now sometimes, out-of-control games happen and you can't do anything about it. But if what the caller said was true, that would be one of the worst acts of sportsmanship I've ever heard of in my over 40 years of covering high school and college sports. Now, I don't want to hear the excuses of, hey, that's how we play and that kind of stuff. This is school sports. This is educational sports. There's no excuse for planning to make those kinds of outcomes happen. And finally, don't forget about all the great winter finals coverage continuing this week on MHSAA.tv with live streaming video of the girls' competitive cheer and individual wrestling finals. Your month pass is still good for this week's action and three more weeks of championships in five sports. It's been a well-publicized program that this is the first year of a subscription plan to watch MHSAA finals live in 20 sports. The underwriting, which previously supported the free streams, no longer existed. It was nice while it lasted, but it's not an entitlement, folks. So a subscription saved the day for people who can't get to the finals and are willing to keep the service going. We're happy to bring the games to you. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to the Dutch Dome at Holland High School. Just about ready to get the second half underway. Holland leads Godwin Heights, the undefeated number one ranked team in Class B, 37-35 at the half. Dante Hawkins leading the way for the Dutch with 22 points. Over at DeVos Fieldhouse, they've gone to the half. It is Hope 35, Adrian 23 in the semifinals of the MIAA Women's Tournament. That game going on our sister station, 92.7 The Band. Godwin Heights with the basketball to start the second half. The Dutch open in a 1-3-1 zone. With it on the left side is Gerard Bland. Here's a three on the way by Blaylock. No, good block up by Ramos, but Michael Williams able to save the basketball, and he throws the ball off Ramos and knocks over the music stand, and he goes over to pick it up. So Godwin Heights will maintain the possession. Inbounding it is Leon Red, sends it outside to Bland between the circles. The Dutch open the second half with Hawkins, Lake, Ramos, Bartholomew, and McCollum. It is a 2-3 zone for the Dutch. Williams has it, way outside of the right, now back to Red. Here's an alley-oop underneath, and Blaylock was working along the baseline, got the feed from Red, and he stuffed it. We're tied at 37. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Ramos. Ramos to Bartholomew. Bartholomew's got an easy layup as they beat the Tots. 39-37, the Dutch. We played a minute here in the third. Red with it front court against Lake. Leaves it outside for Michael Williams. Williams with 13 in the first half. Drives to the basket. Puts it up over Bartholomew. He scores. Williams came in averaging about 11 a game, but he's had a big night tonight. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt. We're tied at 39. Ahead to Lake. Lake will dribble it into the front court. Behind his back. Into the front court. Kicks it over to McCullough. McCullough fakes the shot. Now Hawkins. Dante penetrates. A little floater in the lane. No good. Rebound battle for Ed. Coming away with it is Hawkins with it. Hawkins took it away. Dante with a scoop and a score! Hawkins took it away from playing and went in and scored. He has 24. 41-39, the Dutch, and Hawkins is going to get called for a reach-in as Bland was trying to penetrate. That's Hawkins' second. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 41-39, the Dutch lead it. Bland over to Red. Howland extending that zone a little bit more. You got Hawkins on the outside of the perimeter. Williams in the corner. Airmails it over to Red. In the corner now to Blaylock. Back outside to Red. Red to Bland. Bland on the right side. Hawkins is on him. Back to Red. Red will try a three left side. No good off the front. McAuliffe chases down the rebound for Howland. Here comes Demetrius Lake, the freshman, with it for the Dutch. Lake sees an opening. Fries the paint. Puts up a shot. No good. Ramos with the offensive board, though. Trent back outside to Hawkins. Dutch will reset. Hawkins to McAuliffe. Aiden right foul line extended back outside to Ramos. Now Lake with it on the left. Hawkins at the top. Dante penetrates. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good, but he drew the foul. I think it's on Mayfield. Again, Hawkins able to get to the rim. To the 10. Apologies to Bill Raftery. Foul on Mayfield, his first. Hawkins at the line to shoot two. First one for Dante George. One more upcoming. Dante is 4 of 7 from the line tonight. Normally a very good foul shooter. Hawkins second, got it. 25 for him. 42-39 the Dutch. 5:26 to play, third quarter. Bland over to Red in the front court for Godwin. Back to Bland on the left side. Bland in the corner is Williams. Williams slashes along the baseline. Underneath for Mayfield. Mayfield puts it up. No good. Bartholomew clears it for the Dutch. Bartholomew gets the outlet to Lake. Here come the Dutch. Lake pushing it. Lake looks for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Demetrius maintains his dribble. Lake to a cutting. Hawkins! Hawkins lost Michael Williams and got the feed from Lake. And Jack Conklin wants time. This is going to be a 60. 4:55 to go in the third. The Dutch have opened up a 44-39 lead over Godwin Heights. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.